blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Lee. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, there's a story in the Bible. It's called The Prodigal Son. It's a story. It's about a boy who was the youngest boy in the house, and he wanted to have everything when he wanted it. Didn't want to wait. The father said to the son, he said, "Son, you're not ready. You're not ready for all this. You have an inheritance, but you need to be processed a little bit more. There needs to be some things to work out of your life." And the boy said to his father, he said, "No, Daddy." He said, "I want what's mine, and I want it right now." And the Bible says he took his inheritance and he left home, and he came to the point where he had all of his friends and everybody wanted to hang out with him because he had all kinds of money, and he was real popular, and he was just blowing money. And he knew how to have a good time. But he came to the end. How many of you recognize that everything sooner or later runs out of its ability to satisfy? Everything. Everything. Except him. The Bible says he found himself in a pig pen, and while he was there, he came to his senses. See, ladies and gentlemen, sin is nothing more than mistaken identity. We just don't understand who we are sometimes. That's really what it is. And sin in our life is really just, it's really just people that haven't woken up to the fact of who they really are. Because who you really are is found in Him. So how many know most of the people living on the earth today are really in a crisis of identity? They don't know who they are. And because they don't know who they are, we've seen this morality in our culture break down year after year. Divorce rates climb. Dysfunction go. You would be hard-pressed to find somebody living a pure life today because there's so much dysfunction in the family. It's so rare. This crisis of identity has just moved from generation to generation to generation. Most of these people living this way, they don't even know they're living that way. They just don't even, they don't even know who they are. And that's what was going on with this young man. He left early. He didn't process, and he ends up in a crisis of identity. And the Bible says that he found himself in this pig pen, and he came to his senses and he got up and he said, I'm going to go back to my father's house. I'm going to go back to my father's house. Here's what's amazing to me, because we've all heard this story 100 times. I've preached on it, I know, at least 15 times in the last 3 years. But can I just change the story for a minute? Not the text, but I want you to see a different perspective this morning. Because we always talk about the son. We always talk about the son, or we always talk about the brother, the prodigal son. How many know that word prodigal right there? You know what that word means? It means extravagant. That's all prodigal means. It means over the top. Extravagant. Overboard. Excessive. Prodigal. It means way more than enough. It means almost wasteful. Extravagant. Somebody say extravagant. That's what he did. He took his inheritance and he went overboard with it. He was extravagant. He was excessive with it. He didn't manage it properly. He didn't steward it properly. And it brought him to his ruin. He wasted it. And because he was extravagant and excessive and overboard, he found himself in that pig pen. But can I just tell you this morning? There's another prodigal in this story that we don't talk about. It's the father. He's a prodigal father. He's prodigal. And because he was extravagant and excessive and overboard in his love for his wayward son, and when his son was not looking for him, the father was standing on the porch looking for him. Don't you just find that amazing? You know, a couple years ago when I saw that revelation, it just blew my mind. That the father, the day that the son left, every day after that, the father would stand on the front porch and look for the son. What kind of love is that? Having no communication with him, not knowing where he's at, not knowing if he's dead, not knowing what's going on in his life, not knowing the turmoil, not knowing the emotion, but he would stand on that porch and he would look for the son, because he knew sooner or later he's coming back. He's coming back. I know he's coming back, and I'm going to stand here and I'm going to wait for him, and when he comes back, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a new pair of sandals. See, to us, we just think, well, that's nice, sandals, those are cool. We think about sandals, we think, well, I'm going to go to the beach. You know? But did you know that during the time of Jesus, that if you didn't have shoes on your feet, you were considered to be a slave? The only people that didn't wear shoes were slaves. And if you had sandals on your feet, then you had status. That's how you knew somebody was a slave, if they were walking through the street with no shoes on. Only people that had status and only people that had an inheritance wore shoes. So when he gave him shoes, he gave him standing in the family again. The people standing around, the onlookers standing by, said, that boy don't deserve to be brought back into the family. He's done wasted your money. He's wasted everything. He's wasted his gifts. He's wasted his talents. He's wasted his life. He spent his life on riotous living. You ought to not give him no standing again. What are you doing? What are you thinking? And the father said, he said, I would if I could, but I can't, because I'm a prodigal father. There's not a parent in here that doesn't know what I'm talking about. He said, I can't, because I'm a prodigal. And I'm extravagant in my love for my son. You know, when that boy showed up, the father came out there. He didn't even bother to take the clothes off from the pig pen. He didn't say, boy, get undressed so I can redress you. He just said, go get me a robe. The stench of the pig pen didn't even bother him. He said, put my robe on him. Cover that mess up right away. Cover him. Let everybody know that's watching that I've covered him. That he's covered under my banner. Nobody can see it anymore. Nobody can smell it anymore. Nobody can talk about it anymore. I covered it with my robes. Then he said, come to me, boy. Come here. Let me take the ring of authority and let me put it back on your finger. You know why? You know why God does stuff like that? Because God never makes you prove anything. You don't have to prove it. He just loves you. Doesn't matter what kind of mess you find yourself in, he just loves you. He takes you like you are, and he leads you to where you need to be because he loves you. You know, all over this room today, there are people that are here that have, you've been prodigals in your life, you've done crazy stuff in your life, and you've taken gifts, and you've taken abilities, and you've taken talents, and you've taken things that have been taught, and things that have been given to you by your parents, and you've wasted them. It might not have brought you to the end of yourself. It might not have brought you to a pig pen, but it certainly brought you to some things that have run the course in your life. And you might be living in a place this morning where you're just not satisfied. Can I tell you this morning that he just wants to satisfy you? And he does it with his love. I want you to know something this morning, ladies and gentlemen. There is a prodigal father standing on the porch waiting on you to come home. And he's extravagant in his love towards you. He's extravagant with his heart. He's over the top with his love for you. And he's waiting on you today. And listen, you don't have to close your eyes this morning. You don't have to bow your knees this morning and say the sinner's prayer. He's just saying to you, come home. Are you at the end of yourself with some of this stuff yet? Just come home. Come be with me. His love is so overwhelming and overpowering, and he just wants you to come home. His love is so extravagant. And I'm just asking you today to make a choice. It might be a bold choice for you, but it's time for some of us to stop. To stop running. To stop insisting on it our way. And come home. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You got to fall in love with the one that's forgiven you of all your sin, and he's replaced it with his life. Help me to love myself. Love others. Help me to love you. be the center of my life. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your life. Thank you for coming here and making a way for me. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How many of you love Jesus this morning? Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jason Baumgartner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
mercy on your child, the one who bears your name, for chasing not your heart, just going on my way. I want to fall in love with you, Lord, and only see your face. So as I come, fulfilled, for his grace beyond all measure, for Jesus' sacrifice, the payment for my sin, for my life paid the price, that I might learn to sing praises to my God and King, that we sing praises to his holy name, cry, worthy is your name on high, that we consider your great love, alleluia. the people, tell of the wondrous story, how a man that's bent and broken can stand before the King. Be called a faithful servant, that's gotta make you sing praises to my God and King. That we sing praises to his holy name. That we cry, worthy is your name on high. That we consider your great love. Alleluia. Tell of the wondrous story, how a man that's bent and broken can stand before the King. Be called a faithful servant, that's gotta make you sing praises to my God and King. That we sing praises to his holy name. Cry, worthy is your name on high, that we consider your great love. Alleluia.
Did you hear?